Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Mark Carr, a principal at Color Interiors in the Houston area. Mark, how you doing?
Doing great today.
I want to talk about an event you had this weekend. You built a swimming pool using Lifeguard carpet by Shaw. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's talk a little bit first, though, about Color Interiors. You have three locations, is that right?
That's right, three locations, all around the north part of Houston.
So Conroe, Magnolia, and Spring, Texas. And just looking around, looks like your family's been in this business since 1972, is that right?
It's always been family-owned. Mm-hmm. My dad was able to purchase the company in 1997.
Okay. Just looking also at your background, I noticed you went to Texas A&M and you studied animal sciences. How does an animal science person get into the carpet business?
Now, typically, an animal science person would not get into the carpet business, but since it was family-owned,
yeah,
my dad invited me to come to work, and everything has worked out excellent since then.
All right. Let's broaden our view of your family for a minute. Another piece of business, or probably the bigger piece of the business, is your cattle farmers. Is that right?
We do. We do have some cows, and then we're also raising chickens. We got one brother and one sister. The brother's doing most of the farming, and then the sister works here with us.
All right. So I noticed when you look around your website, it says that you're a Shaw Design Center. Are all three stores design centers?
They are, all three of them.
So you did this promotion this weekend. You built a metal frame, and you lined that with carpet that features this Lifeguard backing, and you filled it with water and had a swimming party, sounds like, right?
Exactly what we did, yeah. We made a big event out of it. It was a brainstorm a couple months ago, but we made an event out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We had some other different games that kids could play, you know, throw water balloons at the various carpets to see how it goes through the competitor's cheaper carpet,
yeah,
how it didn't affect the new Lifeguard carpet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were the dimensions of this pool? Since this is audio, to give us a little flavor for the swimming pool you built.
Right. The carpet that we used was a 12-foot wide by 24-foot piece of carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took that carpet and formed it into about an 8 by 18
mm-hmm.
bowl-shaped elongated rectangle pool.
Yeah. You know, there's a play on this. I saw there was a life buoy that had Shaw's brand name on it and Lifeguard at the top. And you had a Lifeguard stand. Where'd you get that?
Yeah, exactly right. I built the Lifeguard stand and ordered the buoy online.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lifeguard, you know, Shaw doesn't really have the beach idea necessarily wrapped up in their Lifeguard product.
Yeah.
But, again, like you said, we played off of that a little bit and kind of altered it. We had that, and we had some other beach items here at the event, mm-hmm. you know, to work off that.
Now, how did you attract people to come to this event?
We had a live remote. We did a little bit of local newspaper advertising and then invited a lot of friends and family.
All right, so this is a special event. It's to bring a little bit of newsworthy attention to the fact that not only, A, you know, you're in the flooring business, but that you carry this carpet that's built so well that it'll form a swimming pool. Do you think it was a success?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and I think everybody here that was able to put their hands on it and feel and see it can attest to it. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, you're down in Texas. Texas has been an area that where we've seen some pretty good recovery since the recession. How's your business doing?
Oh, it's excellent. Definitely. Best year we've ever had, and it seems like it's going to continue that way.
And how do you build store traffic? What do you do to bring people into your store?
Well, for the most part, being around as long as we have, you know, great, great word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then my three locations are on, you know, prominent highways, so that is my biggest form of advertising, is just being in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do some internet advertising, some billboards, and a direct mail every now and then.
So you don't do a whole lot of what we call traditional media, which would be radio, TV, or newspaper?
Not really a lot of those three. We do dabble in them a couple times a year, very minimal.
And when you said you had a remote at this pool party, was that a radio remote?
It was a radio remote, local radio station.
Did that draw people in?
It definitely pulled some spectators in.
Yeah.
It definitely did, you know, and the biggest thing we were trying to do is make people aware in the community what event was going on, since they're driving down the road seeing what is going on. I wanted to kind of make the community aware of it.
Did you tie in a product offering, like you maybe a little percentage off or anything like that?
We did not. It wasn't really a sale. It was more just a promotional event,
yeah,
and I'm having a sale next weekend, actually this weekend coming up, that'll add to this event.
Now, where did you get the frame for the pool? Is that something that Shaw supplied to you?
No, we built it. Actually, a Shaw employee, Jason Bailey, he has a nice shop, and in that shop, he designed and constructed the frames.
Yeah, it actually looks like a pretty substantial infrastructure for the pools.
We definitely wanted to make sure it would hold and not have any issues. So we probably over-designed it a little bit.
Yeah, and it looks like, too, the pool is sitting on a wood deck. Talk about that. What is that?
So that's another Shaw product called Florte.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
It's the locking, waterproof flooring.
Okay, so you tied in with that as well.
We did, yeah. So not only is the carpet waterproof, but so is the wood floors.
Okay, great. All right, Mark. Well, it's good to catch up with you, and congratulations on a successful weekend promotion. Again, been talking to Mark Carr with Color Interiors in the Houston area about his swimming pool event this past weekend, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.